Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Decline to sign. What a great line. I told David Noble, I said, David, I'm stealing that line. You guys know our friend David Noble on Twitter at LectureFan. He's also on the Twitch TV. He's got his own Twitch TV podcast. And then, of course, he did a great job filling in for me as I took last Friday off for the UFC 300 trip. And so, but anyway, some of you may not have seen this or heard it, but I was able to catch up with David Noble. And I've got a story on our Montana Talks website right now. Decline to sign. Here's part of the chat that David Noble and I had on that very front. The decline to sign. So if you see these paid signature gatherers out there in front of a store, grocery store, whatever, hey, can I talk to you? Hey, can you sign our petition? You're not signing in support of it. You're just allowing it to be on the ballot. Do not sign. Politely say, hey, good morning, have a good day. No, thank you. And just keep moving. Do not sign these petitions because there's a ranked choice voting one that they're trying to get on the ballot, which is ranked. It would be a mess. And then there's a radical abortion measure they're trying to get on the ballot, too. Decline to sign.
Yeah, which they're deceptively lying about and claiming that, you know, this is only to make it so that a woman, when her life is in danger, can get an abortion. It's like, no, that's not what this is about. This is about legalizing abortion up until the moment of birth, and this is about putting it on the ballot so the Democrats can try to make this entire campaign about abortion. It boggles the mind to think about the national debt, our interest rates, our economy, our inflation, our foreign policy, our military issues, all of those issues. And the Democrats, all they care about is killing babies, admittedly murdering babies. I mean, that's all they care about is murdering babies. Think about all of the things we're facing as a country, our culture, our society, rates of anxiety and depression, all of these different issues we're facing, the economy, immigration, the war, fentanyl, addictions. But the Democrats, the only thing they care about is killing babies.
Yeah, such a great point there by David Noble. And full story, full audio on our Montana Talks website right now. But it's this, the brazenness with which the Democrats are acting is well here that's on full display. In fact, there's a couple of news stories out right now that the legislature, they just had one of these interim committee meetings focused on this very proposed ballot initiative that the radical abortion activists are trying to get on the ballot here this November in Montana. And the Democrats refused to even participate in that meeting. The Democrats basically, they're taking their ball and they're going home, and they can act in such a childish manner and refuse to even partake in legislative proceedings because they know they've got a Supreme Court in their back pocket that will always do their bidding, that will do the bidding of the radical abortion lobby, the radical transgender activist lobby. So they know they don't even have to take part in legislative activities because who cares? They've got courts that will do whatever they want them to do. That's how brazen they are right now. Phone lines are open for you. Back right after this.
Securing America.
Beginning Monday in the Indo-Pacific, more than 16,000 service members of the armed forces of the U.S. and Philippines will commence Balikatan 24.
This year will be the most complex Balikatan to date, including combined joint all-domain operations such as maritime security, air and missile defense, dynamic missile strikes, and cyber defense training.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder saying 16 other nations will participate or observe in the annual exercise with the Philippines, including Australia and, for the first time, France. Balikatan, meaning shoulder to shoulder, and the United States training partnership that dates back to 1991. The exercise as tensions grow in the Indo-Pacific between China and the Philippines. Last week, the president said the U.S. defense commitment to the Philippines is ironclad. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
We'll Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we got the phone lines open for you. As mentioned, 406-294-0970. I had nothing on the schedule for the rest of the morning here with Montana Talks. But then yesterday afternoon, I got a message and they said, hey, Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman, she wants to sound off. She is fired up about Liberal Senator John Tester and what he just did to provide cover fire for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And I didn't realize this, but Harriet Hageman, she's the congresswoman in Wyoming who booted Liz Cheney from power, so we like her already, right? Well, and we knew her background before that. She's been a rock star standing up for, our Western way of life for quite some time now. But she is one of the impeachment managers. So she is one of the impeachment managers that should have been presenting evidence and giving that evidence to the United States Senate. But, of course, John Tester shirked his constitutional duty to continue his open borders agenda and voted to dismiss impeachment charges. So Harriet Hageman is the only guest scheduled. The rest of the time, we're taking your phone calls and more. First up, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Tom in Billings. And by the way, our producer Travis now has a story on our Montana Talks website about the Bearded Viking in Columbus, Montana. It's a meadery. They make mead. That's what Tom and Billings wanted to call in and talk about. Tom, what did you want to share?
Oh, just going back so many years ago, I was a home brewer from home and did a little professional brewing here in Billings. And then I started trying some wine. It was okay. Then I found a recipe for mead. It was honey mead with passion fruit, which is a fruit. And so it takes a lot of honey, and it took about 6 to 8 months to finally ferment the whole batch. So at home brewing, you bottle it yourself and let it sit in the shelf and let it keep resting. And it was pretty popular with all my friends. They drank it up pretty quick. But I found a bottle about 8 years old back on a cabinet I had in my cellar. And I went, huh, popped that thing open and went, had a nice hiss to it. It was passion fruit mead. So it's a fruit mead. And man, that thing was as smooth as ice and it had a big kick. It was like about 18%.
So you can make mead out of more than just honey. Yeah, well, that's interesting. Well, especially now that we've got this story on our Montana Talks website, you know, I imagine we'll get more messages in, especially given all the Scandinavians across Montana. But yeah, Travis posted a story about the Bearded Viking, a veteran-owned meadery that's set to open, I think, first week of May, if I remember right. But Elias in Belgrade sent us a message. Valhalla Meadery in Bozeman has the Norwegian/Norse theme. Mead itself there is made from fermented honey and a few other things. In fact, when I was at that Valhalla Meadery, I think Troy Downing, Troy, you were
there.
Yeah,
we were both there. It was a Bunker Labs event.
Yeah, it was a veteran entrepreneur Bunker Labs event.
Yeah.
And oh, hey, by the way, state auditor and Eastern Montana congressional candidate Troy Downing just dropped into our studio.
Happy to be here.
Open phones, open mics. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah, no, that was a good deal down there. When I think that was their opening, because they're veteran-owned, and Bunker Labs has been helping veteran-owned businesses. So
Valhalla is veteran-owned as well.
Yeah.
Remember the guy, the bartender? He had like this Western, pencil-thin mustache twisted at the end.
Yeah.
But only on half of his face. Yeah. He shaved off the other half. I was like, it doesn't get any more Bozeman than that right there.
Exactly. The nice thing about Bozeman is it's only about a half an hour from Montana.
Yeah. And the Bozeman folks would agree. They're like, what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. But hey, you know what? You were just talking about something earlier with that the Mayorkas impeachment and the southern border. And I got to tell you, that is a huge issue. And you hear people saying, well, why do you care about that in Montana? And we care about it in Montana because we're seeing that crime in our streets. And we're seeing those, you know, drug cartels. We're seeing the, you know, fentanyl. We're seeing the human trafficking. But, you know, one thing that I wanted to say, because people may not be aware of this, but one of my colleagues is a recently retired two-star general, John King, who actually brought the first troops down with the request for assistance at the border down in 2017. And so we went down there a couple of weeks ago in Arizona, and you've got these specialists. So these, you know, 19, 20 year old, you know, enlisted, you know, army kids, they do a 12-month deployment down there that are just sitting ducks. They have not been empowered to interact, interdict, do anything other than observe. So they're out there spending the whole day looking through the fence. You got cartel scouts looking at them, looking for weaknesses. And then in Ajo, the wall just ends. And these guys just walk around the wall. They walk about 100 yards down the U.S. side, and they just stand there for half a day, the whole day, until U.S. Border Patrol comes and picks them up, processes them, and then releases them on their own recognizance.
I've made this point to some of our callers. You know, they've said, we need to send our troops down to our own southern border. And I'm like, well, we have.
But you need to empower them.
We need to empower them. Yeah. They need to be able to actually do something about it. Interdiction.
Treat it like an invasion.
Prevent it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, like Major General Paul Vallely in Big Fork has made the point that we could have a lily pad approach and actually go in and start going after these cartels and these operatives. But yeah, but we can send all the troops to the border we want, but if they're not allowed to do anything, what's the point?
But not only that, but they're at risk. I mean, you see these, you know, like very young, you know, specialists, you know, they're young kids. They're just standing there watching and, you know, can't do anything. And,
yeah.
And it's not just South Americans. It's West Africans. It's Middle Easterns. I mean, there's people Russia. That want to hurt us that are crossing that border, just walking across.
25,000 plus Chinese nationals that have crossed the border as the FBI director issues a warning about China. Oh, gee, you think? All right, stand by, but we'll come back to Troy Downing here in studio and your phone calls right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The House of Representatives recently approved a renewal of what's called FISA Section 702. It's a spy program which allows the intelligence services to pick up communications of foreign nationals. But sometimes Americans are swept up in the intercepts, undercutting their Fourth Amendment rights against unlawful searches and seizures. The House overwhelmingly approved the bill, but the vote wasn't yet quite complete. At the end of nearly every roll call vote, you hear the language where there is a motion to reconsider, and then a motion to lay on the table. The motion to reconsider is essentially a revote of the vote that was just taken. But the House can terminate the possibility of a revote on the issue by tabling or killing that motion. That's usually done without a roll call vote. But conservatives opposed to renewing FISA objected. That slowed down the House from sending the bill to the Senate to sync up, and the House had to vote again on Monday to finalize the vote. FISA opponents wanted to block the vote from becoming final to buy time to argue against the bill. They don't like the fact that the legislation lacked warrant protections. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Jason and Bozeman, Russ and Livingston, stand by. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a few minutes. Yeah, when I say open phones, as you guys know, sometimes folks will just pop into our studios as well. We've had listeners from Lewistown, and then, of course, congressional candidates, too, just drop in. So that's part of the fun. You can call in the show, or sometimes we'll just have folks drop in on us. In fact, State Auditor Troy Downing in the house now, because tonight is the Yellowstone County Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. So
yep.
I believe all the congressional candidates will be at the Yellowstone County Lincoln Reagan tonight. I'm assuming anyway. I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's pitch. You
were Tim Sheehy, he'll be there too.
So yeah, Tim Sheehy, he's going to be there. Yeah. By the way, I'm glad to see Republican candidates like you standing up and defending Tim Sheehy against these BS attacks coming from the fake news Washington Post and the fake news
Tim Sheehy is an American hero. I mean, he's gone to war for this country. He's taken bullets for this country. He's been decorated for his service. And, we should never stand for somebody trying to strip that away and make him anything less than that, because Tim Sheehy is, he's a hero. He needs to be, he needs to be defended on that.
Well, I've got his Bronze Star for Valor with a V device, and veterans know what that means, citation in front of me here, and it's like, oh, but no, the fake news Washington Post wants to say all this garbage. But you were just down the hall. You're making the rounds here. You got to see our friends Mark and Paul,
Breakfast
Flakes. Those guys are characters.
Oh, they will just, it's rapid fire. They just, start asking, and, it's a lot of fun. I love spending time with them.
What was that? Most interesting back and forth.
Actually, not so much interesting. Just I think their big concerns are having somebody that's going to stand up for spending ourselves into oblivion. And I think that one of the things that Matt Rosendale was good at is standing up for no fiscal restraint. I mean, we need to have single title appropriations bills. We need to get rid of this omnibus spending. We just don't have the money, and what I'm worried about is, I grew up in a poor family, and I was successful because of the opportunities I had as an American, that American dream. And I think that's getting farther and farther away, because as we spend ourselves into oblivion, everything's gotten more expensive. And I worry that the kids that are in high school right now, the kids are in college, kids are in trade schools, the kids getting out of their family, how are they ever going to buy their first house?
Yeah.
I think that's getting farther and farther away. And a big part of that is we're printing money. That's an inflationary pressure. This whole talk about Biden, forgiving student debt. When you put money into a system, it makes everything more expensive. That is an inflationary pressure. And they don't realize that the more you're doing this, I'm trying to help this group or this group or this group. But money that was not worked for always pushes prices higher.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Troy, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in, and look forward to hearing your spiel at the Lincoln Reagan dinner.
We'll be there tonight. Let me, thanks for letting me jump on, and you have a great day, and we'll see you tonight.
All right, perfect. Thanks. Yeah, thanks. All right. As promised, we'll get to your phone calls as well here, 406-294-0970. And then, of course, after the primary, we'll have the candidates in for a full hour and taking your phone calls as well. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for that. But right now, there's so many candidates that's why it's just great when folks jump in on the phone lines and call in or pop in and see us here in studio. Let's see. Jason and Bozeman, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Great.
So I have a thrill ride for everyone to go on today, pertaining to January 6th and the so-called Capitol riot. It's interesting how the news keeps pushing it as a Trump campaign that went in and got into the Capitol. But what I did was I got the close-up video of the girl being shot in the Capitol. And this is what they're not showing you on the news, is there was actually a murder in the Capitol building on January 6th. And so I put the video up on my website on the very first video, so you don't have to look for it. It just automatically plays on savagerimes.com. If you click on videos, you're going to see that they actually let everybody into the Capitol building. It was a total setup. And then there was actually a girl. It was actually a girl veteran that got murdered in the Capitol building. So I got the close-up video of it happening. I got the picture of the face of the guy with his gun shooting the girl. I invite everybody in Montana to actually see the video and think for yourself what actually happened there.
Yeah, could you imagine if the tables were turned and if that was, if that was a one of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of left-wing BLM riots, and the tables were turned and a law enforcement officer shot one of their protesters or one of their rioters, there would have been charges. There would have been charges. But you shoot an Air Force veteran who wasn't even armed. And then they protected the guy's identity. Why don't our police officers here in Montana have their identities protected when they get into a perfectly legit, perfectly valid officer involved shooting, right? By the way, speaking of January 6th, this was a Fox News radio story earlier in the week, I thought, but Jason's call reminded me to share this with you here. The Supreme Court justices have been raising some very important questions when it comes to the prosecutions involving January 6th.
The issue here is whether a federal law passed a couple of decades ago to address corporate fraud and document destruction can be properly applied to those allegedly engaged in, quote, assaultive conduct like taking part in a riot, like January 6th. Several justices expressed very deep concern that the obstruction statute sweeps simply too broadly into areas like peaceful but disruptive conduct. There are questions that persist about whether violence changes the reach of the statute.
Now, there was one of the Supreme Court justices in particular had a very pointed line of questioning where he made the great points about, well, wait a minute. Like, okay, so you're saying that these guys should be put in prison for obstructing an official proceeding, that they should face 20 years in prison, but some Democrat congressman that pulls a fire alarm to obstruct a proceeding, or these pro-Hamas protesters that are obstructing official proceedings, why don't they get 20 years for that? So very pointed questions. I'll see if I can cue up that audio for you as well. Next up, Russ in Livingston. Russ, thanks for the call.
Yes, I was calling about April 19th, Patriots Day. And it seems like it's kind of fallen through the cracks. Thoreau wrote a poem kind of on April 19th, shot heard around the world. And it seems like the country's kind of displaced April 19th, Patriots Day. And,
yeah. Hello? Well, thanks for calling in about it.
Yeah, no, and it was Ashley Babbitt was the lady's name I guess he was a police officer with the Washington Capitol Police, but I mean he was promoted for that, and then they had a big celebration for him and his promotion and stuff, and it just seems like things have gotten twisted, but anyway.
Well, one of the other things that's in the news this week, I don't know if it was Breitbart or the Daily Caller, whoever had it, but there were a couple of Washington, D.C. National Guard officers who were testifying on Capitol Hill who said, yeah, we were there ready to go. President Trump had already requested additional National Guard presence on January 6th, but yet General Milley, according to these two whistleblowers, had delayed their involvement. They're making the point that the Democrats and some of these deep state operatives did not want National Guard troops to be at the Capitol to help stop any potential violence or disruptions. And so, again, it makes the point here. It makes the point here that they allowed this to happen. The Democrats allowed this to happen so they could capitalize off it and then blame Donald J. Trump for it. All right, Russ, thanks for the call. Richard in Jordan next up. Richard, what's going on?
Good morning, sir. I hope you're having a fine week.
I am. Thank you.
See, I just wanted to point out that you and the rest of the listeners will remember that there was once a time when veterans, no matter what they were doing, if they served honorably, they were hands off by both political parties. You didn't bash their service unless they were found to be dishonorable in their service duties. Now, I did some research here a couple weeks ago to try and find out just where that derailed, and I found it. It was when Ryan Zinke first won office in Congress before Donald Trump placed him as Secretary of Interior. That is when it went off the rails with the Democrat Party. Suddenly, it was like if you look at social media and you go back, that's when they opened the floodgates and said, destroy the man. And they started, I mean, from that point on, Navy SEALs were now considered mercenaries. And I'm hearing that a lot on social media comment from, they're mostly trolls and fake profiles and things of that nature. But Mr. Sheehy is just being inundated with that. And those are it's the canned comments, the talking points that are given down.
No, I think you're onto something. This is really interesting because I think, like, okay, what happened after 9/11 and the 9/11 terror attacks, right? The Democrats voted to send us to war, but then they started to think, oh no, we're helping Bush and the Republicans because he's a wartime president. So they started undermining the war, and then they started capitalizing on undermining the war effort to gain seats in Congress and eventually to gain back the White House. And then I think there is something to what you're saying here, where they do not want the post 9/11 veterans to be able to stand up and become leaders in this country. I think there is something to that. And that's why they are trashing them with more hostility than they would Joe Schmo, who simply decided to run for office. Richard, hold that thought if you can. Hold that thought if you can. It also begs another question. Could you imagine if Mike Mansfield were running for office today? The Democrats would not like him either.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Here's my list of things we've all gotten used to over the last 25 years that look to be different in the next quarter century. Low inflation and very low interest rates. Not an easy prediction, but forces like globalization that gave us the great moderation of prices look to be spent. Unlimited federal deficit spending. Politics won't kill ever-growing deficits, but financial markets and interest payments might. Limited growth in electricity demand. There's been close to zero increase in electricity demand since 2000, but electric vehicles, data centers, and heat pumps are changing that. Surplus workers. Labor markets will loosen somewhat in the coming years, but trends in demographics are reducing the size of the traditional working population, just as the bulge in retirees is demanding ever more personal services that require labor. America's military deterrent. Our country's ability to deter others from mischief was never perfect, but looks to be vanishing today. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hopefully Richard and Jordan was able to stay with us through the break there. Yeah, Richard, you look at Mike Mansfield, a former Democrat senator from Montana. He eventually became the Senate Majority Leader, ambassador to Japan. That guy would not be welcome in today's Democrat Party, and they'd figure out a way to attack his military service, too, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't want anybody to get me wrong as I'm saying this. I'm not saying that the Democrats have ever liked service members, because I don't believe that they ever have, not at least as long as I've been born, which I was born in 1970, so it goes back that far.
Well, I think they like ones that they can use to campaign for their purposes. I mean, there's Tulsi Gabbard. I've always liked Tulsi Gabbard. I didn't like her politics. I disagreed with a lot of her politics. But boy, on the biggest issues of the day, she's on our side right now. But I always had a respect for Tulsi Gabbard because she was a fellow Iraq veteran. Even though she was a Democrat member of Congress, I had a respect for her, right? I didn't make up a bunch of Adam bullshit about her because she had a D behind her name.
Well, absolutely. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Is there is a very clear difference between conservatives and liberals. Most people that serve actively in the military are conservatives at heart because they believe in something greater than themselves. Liberalism demands there's nothing greater than party and self. So very few liberals ever join the military, and if they do, it's for a purpose. And whereas that's why the Democrat Party really dislikes those of us who have served, is because we served because there was something greater in our lives that we wanted to be a part of other than just ourselves. And that was service to our nation. They can't wrap their minds around that. So this is why they've taken the gloves off when it comes to Ryan Zinke. They've taken the gloves off. It was easy for them to do it. See, you and I would think if we wanted to say something that was going to lambaste the character of a Navy SEAL who served his country honorably, we would grimace at the even thinking of such a thing,
yeah,
of doing such a thing, or saying something to somebody who was willing to give their lives for others.
Richard, your call just prompted a thought. And I just went and looked up this important fact. And by golly, you know what the Democrats would say about Mike Mansfield if he were a Senate candidate today? They would say Mike Mansfield is a liar. And you know what? They'd be right. He did lie. In World War I, I'm looking at the University of Montana's Mansfield Center website right now. In World War I, a 14-year-old Mike lied about his age to enlist in the Navy. He's a liar. That's one of the best parts of his bio, is the fact that he lied about his age so he could serve his country. Tim Sheehy got a bullet in his arm, and he stayed quiet about it to protect his fellow Navy SEALs. And the Democrats, he's a liar. Well, so is Mike Mansfield. You know, like, you freaking clowns.
Exactly. Well, thank you for taking my call, Aaron.
Yeah, no, thanks for calling, because that just prompted. It's like, oh, God, these people are such clowns. They are such freaking clowns, and John Tester is with them every step of the way. I mean, he is running their circus right now. He's the only guy they have left. That's why they're so desperate to hold on to that seat. Arnie and Boyd next up. Arnie, what's going on?
Yeah, they are. He was talking about the cartel and the drugs and all that. You know that there was a cartel dealer up there on top of Cooney Dam that held that girl captive and was raping her and shot her 2 times, I think, in the lake and beating her, and she got away. But you know where the story was not in the Carbon County or Stillwater News or the Billy Gazette. It come out of Lander, Wyoming. Tells all about that. That's how low life these Dennis Gazette people are, and the Carbon County News won't even print the horrible thing that went on right in the middle of Carbon County.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like I think I saw that the Helena IR finally has done a story mentioning the southern border, and oh, the border is a big issue in the Senate race. And I haven't even seen the article yet, but I can guarantee it's going to be a bunch of watered down mumbo jumbo designed to once again protect and defend this flip flop flat top who is responsible for the southern border invasion. I can just guarantee you.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, this guy was threatening that lady with having the cartel take her out and everything. This, Mexican up there. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know how good the reporting is over there, which we all know anyway.
All right. I appreciate it, Arnie. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, I mean, what the Mexican drug cartels are doing in Montana right now is a direct result of our wide open southern borders. And I mean, that ties in with a rant that I want to get into coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And I've got more information on this elk slaughter on the football field in Gardner, Montana. If you guys missed the headline, speaking of watering down the real story, if you missed the headline, 406 MT Sports, wolves kill and devour elk on the Gardner School football field. I'm going to share more information about that story coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the program. Leave it to the Lee newspapers to water down the story there, of course. But at least they're sharing the photos and the headline here. But then again, they probably knew that the story was going to come out, so why not water it down ahead of time, right? We'll talk about that more here in the 9 o'clock hour. Next up on the phone lines, our friend Tucker Veldkamp in Billings. Hey, Tucker, we're going to see you at your Shiloh Road location for Top Sandwich Company here at lunchtime. So looking forward to seeing you.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing, man? Yeah, I'm looking forward to having you guys. The first event that we had, what was the event, about 2-3 weeks ago? It was incredible. kind of a talk on Bidenomics and conveniently located on.
Oh, I think we lost your audio there for a second. I think you might have muted yourself. Right. There. Yeah, go ahead. There you go.
Hey, sorry about that. I don't know where I lost you, but yeah, we're at 4007 Avenue B. It's right off of Shiloh and Grand. And yeah, we're excited to host you today. We're starting at 11:30. Is that right?
Yeah, 11:30 to 1:30. We're going to be at the Top Sandwich Company for our Billings area listeners. This event paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. But yeah, basically to highlight inflation, we're going to have $24 gift cards to symbolize the 24% increase in restaurant inflation. So if you come down and see us, we're going to give you and anybody else who shows up a $24 gift card to Tops. And I had your big salad with loaded chock full of protein when I was at your other location, what, 2-3 weeks ago. That was incredible.
Yeah, and I even got you a side of queso with your salad.
That's right.
One thing that amazed me is the turnout we had. And the amount of $24 gift cards that you guys gave out. You made a lot of people's day, and you made my day by coming over there because inflation is a big deal to me as a business owner in the state of Montana. It's impacted me in a big way, so you're really striking a chord with me, and I appreciate it.
Well, that's awesome. It's been so fun to do these events and that we're really doing all across the state of Montana, and I know Fawn in Eureka, she's like, when are you coming to Eureka? We're going to make it happen. We're definitely going to do some events in Northwest Montana as well. But I love the fact that we had, you know, just everyday customers coming in. There was a guy with a bright green construction shirt that's like, oh, wow, hey, cool, thanks. And then he brought the information back to all the guys at the construction site and said, you guys need to read this. You guys need to get educated on this stuff before the elections.
Yep.
But then we had some of our listeners who'd never been to Tops before, and they're like, man, this place is cool. I'm glad you told us about it.
Yeah, we had a nice mix of everybody. And one cool thing is that I noticed there, and I wasn't sure how this was going to go off in my sandwich business, you know, because everybody eats sandwiches. But people were very, very open to talking to you, and a lot of people agree. If you just take a sample of the general public, I mean, people are fed up with what's going on in our country right now, so much to the point that you know, you set up a Bidenomics stand in a Top Sandwich location, and everyone agrees.
They get it. Well, yeah, I think people just get it. Yeah, we had one guy that showed up with their beautiful baby, him and his wife. He's from Wyola, Crow tribal member, Crow reservation. He's working in Billings right now just to find work, right? But here's the deal. Like, we should be rocking and rolling in Crow country with coal, but we're not because of these crazy policies. Tucker Veldkamp, we'll see you at your Shiloh Road location here, 11:30 to 1:30 today. Thanks for calling in. I got to hit my hard break. I can't believe how fast the time is flying by. But we'll see you at Top Sandwich Company, Shiloh Road here, lunchtime today. And back to your calls after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, how do we get 8 years out of when this all went down? We're now past the statute of limitations. The DA comes up with a convoluted legal theory about incorporating federal law to up what it would be in New York, a misdemeanor into a felony. Only 35% of Americans believe that Donald Trump did anything illegal in this trial. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This is a threat. Bill Barr was right. This is a real threat to democracy. It really is. And Stephen A. Smith got it right. That he believes Democrats want Trump convicted in the hush money trial to avoid facing him in an election. That's a disaster.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they invented a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters, even motorized options for your patio. Everything is 100% online. That means you never have to deal with an overpriced showroom or pushy commission salespeople in your home. You can do the measuring and installation yourself or simply let Blinds.com and their pros handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed. And with Blinds.com, you always get free professional design experts. They will help you pick the perfect selection for you for free. They even send samples for free directly to you. Blinds.com's free shipping, and, of course, the 100% satisfaction guarantee. No questions asked. Save up to 40% when you shop at Blinds.com for a limited time. Up to 40% off Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hayden Graphics, where personalization meets pizzazz.
Mystery solved. We found out who's destroying all those fancy toilets in Yellowstone.
100 locations today.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a couple callers on the phone lines I want to get to here before we run out of time. But first, I got to go back to my days of waiting tables to pay my way through college here. Beurre Blanc, is Beurre Blanc, is that white butter? Is anybody good at French? I think it's white butter. Anyway, you got to check out this Mother's Day brunch that the Montana Sky Restaurant is having. They're going to have halibut with a lemon Beurre Blanc sauce. Of course, they've got the prime rib carving station, gazpacho. I love gazpacho. That's like cold soup, right? All sorts of stuff. Shrimp ceviche. Got to love shrimp ceviche. Man, New Orleans barbecue shrimp. They've got a great Mother's Day brunch menu lined up for the Montana Sky Restaurant. So if you're in the Billings area, if you're going to be in the Billings area for Mother's Day, check out the Montana Sky Restaurant. They've got the same great view that we've got at our Montana Talk studios because they're just down on the 20th floor. We're here on the 23rd floor. So check it out. All right, Tim in Billings next up. What's going on, Tim?
Morning, Aaron. I sent you a reel this morning of Representative Hagerman out of Wyoming, you know, the one that displaced Liz Cheney and her neocon deep state roots. And she just nailed it in this committee, talking about how the Biden administration has nobody who's ever worked in the private sector making decisions for the federal government. Well, that in and of itself is the definition of the deep state. The bureaucracy, empowering the bureaucracy to make it grow and only in increasing its own influence, rather than people who have had to actually make a living from the profitability of their labors. You know, she just nails it in that clip from that committee meeting she's in.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Donald Trump was fighting against. That's what people talk about when they say the deep state. It's not these guys sitting in the back room in a cigar smoke filled room or George Soros rubbing his hands together. I mean, they're all intertwined, but it's the bureaucracy. It's the agencies looking
exactly
to grow their own budgets every year.
Yeah.
That's the deep state, and that's what Trump is fighting against. And that's what people in Montana need to realize is that, you know, you might work for this deep state. If you work for the government, if you work for the federal government, and you work for maybe the federal wildlife
agency, they know, or
the BLM.
They know, they see
it. You know, and exactly, they know, they see it. And you know what? They always say, well, I can't say anything because I have a pension or I have a retirement. Guess what? If they keep pushing, you're not going to have a country to spend that retirement and pension in.
And $35 trillion plus dollars in debt. What happens when our federal government can no longer meet their obligations? Yeah, great points. Yeah, I'm looking forward. We're going to have Congresswoman Hageman join us in about less than 1 hour. All right, we've got only about a minute and a half to go. State Senator Brad Molnar in Laurel next up. Senator Molnar, good to hear from you.
Yeah, I bought three tickets for the Lincoln-Reagan dinner tonight. Myself, my wife, and my niece. And my niece can't make it. So if somebody wants to go, you know, you can't get the tickets anymore, send me an email at brad.molnar, M-O-L-N-A-R, @yahoo.com, and I'll leave it at the front desk with your name on it.
Hey, that's a pricey ticket, too. Aren't those tickets like $100 or something like that?
If you're a candidate, they're $100. If you're just a regular person, they're even more. So this is a pretty valuable deal, and they're hard to get. So if somebody suddenly has the opportunity to go, here's the opportunity to go.
Yeah, there you go. Give your email one more time.
Brad.dot, Molnar, M-O-L-N-A-R, @yahoo.com.
There you go. Yeah, no, that's great. I'm sure somebody will want to snag that ticket because it should be a great event tonight. Our friend David Noble is going to be doing a fireside chat with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, the Republican Senate candidate, and then all of the congressional candidates for that Eastern Congressional, that wide-open Eastern Congressional seat will be there as well. So I think they'll all get 2 or 3 minutes each to give their quick pitch. Well, Brad, look forward to seeing you there later tonight. And again, a reminder for those of you in the Billings area, come see us at Top's Sandwich Company, Shiloh location from 11:30 to 1:30, and we're picking up your tab.
Hey, Sean Hannity here from my